The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Time now for a footy update for your locally owned and locally run Marty Helpful Marta Tengels.
That's right. And I've missed this guy. I've been away for a couple of weeks. Scotty Cummings, good morning. How are you?
Welcome back, Jules. It's good to have you back. Chris and I have been holding the fort, but, you know, you've done well. You've had a nice little break. How was it, all right?
Yeah, it was beautiful. Brought the sunshine back with me, can't you see?
Yeah.
You should see Jill Scott. She's got a glowing tan and she's rocking some pretty serious braids right now. She's back from Bali.
That's a lie. I'm the palest person still in Ballarat.
Sitting on the beach, getting your hair plaited.
Yeah, that's how I roll. That's
beautiful part of the world, Bali. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, let's knuckle down to business. We're at finals time and I'm really bummed that Melbourne has... I've come back to Ballarat and find out...
They're out
Melbourne,
by a whisker.
You're right, a whisker. Well, how disappointing.
It was entertaining for non-Melbourne supporters seeing as they were sending out how to buy your finals ticket packs and all that stuff after they got bundled out.
Do you reckon they were sending out those packs because fans have just flat out forgotten how it's been such a long time?
I think they're sending out, look, just in case. I think next year we'll make it. So just keep this pack here. Be prepared. You got 12 months to prepare yourself. No, but then I've got a lot of Melbourne supportive mates, and they were just shattered me.
Yeah.
But not to worry, that's how great the season was. You know, it came down to the last 4 minutes of the year to decide the eight, and which is brilliant. But it all kicks off tonight, doesn't it? Adelaide Oval, Adelaide taking on GWS. A big in for the Crows with Walker coming back in, Talia back in, Hugh Greenwood gets a run. Unfortunately, no Rory Sloane, who... I think he's been soft. He only had his appendix out 9 days ago.
Toughen up, you reckon?
Yeah, can't get up for a brutal physical game of finals footy.
Well, he'd be lighter anyway.
It's this new breed of athlete, Scotty. They're just so soft when it comes to playing with injuries, aren't they?
It's the thing we can't accuse Rory Sloane of, isn't that being soft? So probably heard on the side of caution there. But I still think Adelaide win. Devin Smith comes down for the Giants. No Stevie J, which is a shame because final time is when Stevie shines and his form just hasn't warranted a game, unfortunately. But he's not done with it yet. Could get an injury and he could be back and he could just remind people what he's all about. But I think Adelaide win tonight at home. It'll be a really good, fast contest. It'll be pretty hostile for GWS. And we know the youth of today. They like it all going their own way. And the Crows supporters won't give it their own way. So I think Adelaide win.
Yeah.
All right. The other big one that we're sort of focusing on is Sydney Swans taking on Essendon. This is obviously going to be a big one for the Essendon guys. You know, they've had a rough trot the last couple of years. It is amazing that they've made the finals, but it's Sydney home ground. Who's going to come out on top?
Yeah, it's brilliant that Essendon are in the finals. And hats off to John Worsfold and to Louis McKenna and Mark Harvey and the coaches there and the Essendon players. And they've been absolutely resilient through all of this, and so great rewards to them, and especially their supporters. And keep in mind too, round 14, when Sydney were sort of back in business, they had them on toast up there, and they had them 20 points up with a few minutes to go, and then some senior players made some mistakes that they don't normally make. You wouldn't expect them to make it again, but Sydney are just playing too well, and I think they'll get up. I'd love the Bombers to win, but I think Sydney will.
Yeah, and finally, we've got a boss who's going to be absolutely insufferable if the Tigers get a win tomorrow night. Please tell us Geelong Cats have it in the bag.
No.
Please.
Yeah, I'm not sure you know how to keep a job, but I'd be going for the Tigers if I was you, Chris.
But he comes in his colours. It's just, if you had
Scotty,
to sit through it, Scotty.
If you knew what we had to go through when they win a game.
Oh, he wears a special tie.
Yeah, they're a quiet bunch, aren't they, Richmond supporters? You wouldn't know if they're winning or losing.
No, you wouldn't, would you?
No, I think it's brilliant. I really want the Tigers to get up, and I think they can. I know history says they can't. They've lost 13 in a row against Geelong. They haven't won a final for 16 years. But I reckon they can get up. You know, with the weather that's coming in, it's not going to suit the big cat forwards. And I think Richmond can get up here. I reckon they can. They've done everything this year to, you know, differently than what they have done in the past. You know, they've won the games that they should win. They haven't dropped those ones. And I reckon they get up.
Because
Melbourne and Victoria just go berserk with the Tiger Army, aren't they? And if they get up, then the place will be party town. If they lose, the place could burn. But, we'll wait and see. I'm going to back the Tigers. I think they'll win.
Okay. You've made our boss Fitz a very happy boss, I reckon, hearing that.
You've got to look after Fitz, eh?
Yeah.
Scott.
he's a fragile soul when the Tigers are. I know that. So good luck.
Absolutely.
Thanks for that, Scotty.
It's been a pleasure as always, Scott. We look forward to catching up next week.
Good on you guys. Talk then.
And for your nearest Mighty Helpful Mater 10, visit mater10.com.au.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.